Amen. Woo! Thanks. Oh, it's a good morning. Good morning. Jesus is good. Shabbat, come on. We're going to have some fun here. God, we just thank you for your kingdom. It's here, and we're just becoming more and more aware of it right now. Come on. Just going to wait. Just really feel something this morning. I just want to give room for the Lord. Hopefully we do that all the time, but just a real sense. You know, Bobby Connor's been really sharing something. Every message I've heard lately of him, he says, if I can leave something after all these years of ministry, there's one thing if somebody could get, and that is when you get something for God, it's swift obedience. Act. And I felt like during worship, Lord, it reminded me of that, because it'd be a lot easier to just jump on my message right now. But we have to operate in faith sometimes. Well, we always do. Kaboom. Just waiting for somebody to show up. Come on, angels are real, right? Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. While we get going, let's just, I'm also waiting for my wife to come up. She doesn't know this, but I want her to get on keys. I saw that in a picture. Actually, I think she's going to, guess what? She's not here yet. She's going to sing over us at some point here. She is. I saw it, so she's got a song. I do this to her at home. We'll try it here. Come on. God is so good. I'm going to. There we go. Lord, we just thank you right now that you're moving. I have a word for right now. I'm going to give a general word over. There's people in this room. I specifically went into a vision downstairs in the prayer room, very clear. And this is what I saw. I literally saw the eagles of the Lord were being released. But hold on, yeah, this is the coolest part, though. That's awesome. But the eagles came down, and I watched, and there's people in this room that feel like there's vultures around them. I saw the people lying on the, I saw them lying, and they feel like they're in desert seasons. They feel that they're stuck in places, and that they feel that there's vultures trying to take them. And I saw the eagles coming and soaring, spiking at them. Spiking. I'm going to declare over you right now, there's a breakthrough that you can step in this morning. That God will not let the enemy snatch you. And guess what? I said, God, is that really, I've been really pushing something. I love it because we always hear the prophet say, give me a verse. So I said, give me a verse, God. And he did. Very clear. Wrote it down. Somebody want to look up John 10:29? I don't have it written down. Let's see what it says. I know what it is. Let's see what, I guess we have New King James Version. John 10:29. We'll see. I don't know what it is in the New King James Version. I saw it in another version. Maybe. I'll just read it. There it is. Come on, right there. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand. I declare you're in the Father's hand. Woo-hoo! You feel that? Come on. I like it when he does stuff like that. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, dang. Oh, Lord, just confirming something. This is hilarious. I feel there's going to be miracles in this room. And we're going to call it words. I'm going to call it words of knowledge here too. But it's always, I'll be really real. I love being real. It is way easy. I could prophesy over anybody. And I love miracles, seen lots of miracles. But it's way harder to go after miracles than prophetic for me. Because I can prophesy. God's easy. But I can't make the miracle happen, right? What's interesting, I opened my iPad, which I did this morning and it wasn't here. And it's sitting on a video of James Maloney, and it says, miracles in India. So, Jesus, you on YouTube, welcome here. I know this is odd. We're not really jumping in too fast. I just really sense there's a healing angel that's just, I'm waiting for him to fully to show up here. But while we're waiting, let's move some faith in the room here. So, Lord, Jesus, we just thank you that you're the King of glory. Lord, I thank you that you came. Jesus, you came and died upon the cross, but the thing is, Lord, you rose again. You rose again. Too often the church just lives with Jesus still in the tomb. We declare he's out of the tomb, and he grabbed those keys and he gave them back to the church. And we are his church. And Lord, I declare right now, Lord God, that there is faith in this room. I declare that we walk with the blood. And oh Lord, as like Heidi Baker says, there's always enough. There's always enough because of that blood. And because there's enough, God has a love for each person in this room, and no one's going to get overlooked. He doesn't overlook anybody. It's our choice to step into the breakthrough. But you know what? There's times where we just need a little faith to rise up. I love it. We'll see where we get to. Brent stole, I wouldn't say stole, but I've been talking about I was going to bring up David for the last weeks when I spoke, and he grabbed Ziglag. He didn't know that. But you know what? He talked about that last week. Ziglag. Who was here last week? If you weren't here, David stirred himself up in the Lord. He stirred himself up. That's what I want you to do right now. I woke up this morning after yesterday. I felt great. I woke up this morning feeling sick. I have losing my voice this morning. You can't tell though, hey, because I'm in the anointing. Come on. It's true. People know when they saw me this morning, I was not doing good. But I stirred myself up. I've learned to stir myself up. Come on, there's people that's a word, you guys. We have to learn to stir ourselves up. We have to. It's not just a fun little verse. It's a choice when you wake up this morning. When you wake up any day, you have to choose. Because you know what? The world is coming with all the other stuff. But I choose to look at him. Who's got the hip injury in this room? There's a hip. No, is there somebody with a hip injury? I know there is. Where is that? It's you? Elfrida? I already got to pray for her anyways. So that's good. You too? Come on up. Come on up. Both of you then. Anyone else? Okay, does 1965 mean anything to anybody? It is? You stand up too then. Does July 13th mean anything? Just July 13th. You're 64?
Yeah. My birthday's
today. What? Are you kidding me? Is that a way to get God up, get somebody up here? I didn't know that.
I was born on Thanksgiving.
So what did I call out? Why are you up here again? A hip? They both have... Okay, you have to understand. I knew I could have some... I had faith for hip for sure this morning. I had that days ago. I clearly saw that.
Wait a year and a half for a hip.
Come on, you want one today?
For me?
No, I mean like just supernaturally. Yeah? You guys want to get some people behind them? I just want to declare over Elfrida first, though. It was her birthday, so we were going to pray for her if I had a word or not, right? And I just want to declare over you, and this is a simple word, but it's a true word, and that your best days are still up ahead. And there's dreams and visions. And it's interesting because I saw a book, Remembrance. This is a common word I get when I prophesy over people. I see it, and I watch, and it was like blowing on it. And I thought it was, to be honest, I thought, oh, I got to tell her that God wants her to like remember those words. But I actually want to encourage you. It says God says you're living words. And that you're actually an atmosphere changer. I saw you actually switch the weather patterns of people's lives. Where depression tries to come, you walk in the room and you say, I don't believe in that. And you blow on that. And you contend with it. And people, if they only knew what happens in your home when you're by yourself. You are a warrior. And the closeness of you and the Lord is so incredible. And I love what Linda said. You've touched so many people. You've touched my life. Her and her husband. Everyone remember George? He's still alive and well. He's just in heaven. I know. I believe it. I just had a sense this morning that we were with him. Really, we were walking up the stairs. I was walking with you down there, and I remember one of the last times I saw George is when we were walking up those stairs together, and you were pulling him up, right? But these guys believe. They believed in me, and they believe in a lot of others. And so I just bless her right now, and I thank you for the healing anointing on her. I just thank you for that oil dripping from her right now. I just see it. The whole other realm of, you're going to see even greater healings over people. And I actually see there's another, it's right now, I just declare the grace over you that that you're going to spark a whole other fire in the Mennonite movement again. Wow. You're going to cause, there's where you've been hitting a wall, I see the wall falling right now in Jesus' name. There's a breaker, and it's coming, and you're going to see it, and you're going to see it in your life. Whew, Jesus, let it come. And so, Lord, we just declare the hip right now. Lord, hip replacement right now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, let it come. Come on, you guys, let's partner with him. Partner with the Father. This isn't about me. Thank you, Lord. I think for the ministering angel, too. There it is. There it is. There it is. You feel that? Right to the hip. You're a drinker, so you got to get that all the way to the hip, right there. Come on, Jesus. Lord Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. And thank you for it's her birthday. And heaven celebrates with her. But heaven ain't getting her that fast. Heaven and earth can. But you're sticking around a long time. There's no rush. And I thank you that you have the mind of Christ. Right now, I just declare over you, there's even just a freshness of just your mind capabilities again, a quickness. Come on, you'll see it. And then you tell me about it, right? Things you've been forgetting, you're going to go, what? Remembering them again. So bless her in Jesus' name. Come on. Yeah. John, you want a hip? Would you rather have it from God or from the doctors?
God.
Come on. And you said you're diabetic too?
Yes, sir.
You want to get rid of that today too?
Yep. Love to.
Love to, right? So do you believe he'll do it?
Yes.
Come on. You got to stand with him, right? That's nothing, man. God gave him his blood the first time. Come on, Jesus, Lord, let you come. Come on. Come on. I feel like James Maloney here. Maybe that's why that video is on there. It's like, come on, people. Join in. Come on, Jesus. Let your fire come right now. Let your fire come right now. Let it come, Lord. So we thank you right now for these hips. Lord, it's not a coincidence that they're both their birthdays. Lord, new hips on their birthdays. Come on, the great present right now. Great present right now. Come on. Come on. Man, there's something to John over you. There's just this whole spiritual aspect of things, like the supernatural things of heaven. And I just believe he's bringing you into the newness and the kingdom stuff. In the past, you might have dabbled some other stuff, but it's like the truth stuff is coming in, and you're going to get wrecked even more than you think you are. You and Bev are going to fly, okay? With a new hip, though. Lord, how can we test these things? No, I love testing. It's not my reputation, it's Lord's. So how do you, can you test hers? Can we test?
Good.
Yeah? Can you do something? Great. Right on. But can you do something you couldn't do before?
Yeah. Just good.
Come on. Didn't hurt, though. I want truth. John, no, you won't insult me.
No, it didn't hurt.
Come on, Jesus. Give him a shout.
Yeah,
come on.
Come on.
Thank you. Get your blood tested, man. If he did one, he can do two. Right?
Well, I got to have the other one done, too.
With other hip?
Yeah.
Dude, we need two hips. You didn't tell me that. Somebody get behind this guy. He needs another hip. Fire God. Come on, fire Jesus. Come on. All the way through Jesus. Right here. Second hip right now. Lord, come on. Align him. I pray for an aligning right now in Jesus' name. An aligning in Jesus' name. That you come right now. Oh, there it is. Hey. Jesus. Oh, come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, test this thing. Oh, I still hurt a little bit there, eh? I don't want you.
My bones cracking. You know, they do that, but it feels
okay.
Great. It
come does. On. Maybe I'm the one with little faith. Let's see. No, I know. No, I just love real. God is so big that I'm not worried of him. He can do it, right?
Yeah.
So, dude, walk around, check the things. I love this because I want to tell people he Hep's got healed today if he didn't. Come.
Great.
Come on.
I get all this weight on it.
Come on. Thank you, John. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
Donna, can you get keys? Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, right on. Bless him. How you doing?
Yeah, no, it doesn't hurt.
No hurt? Okay, Lord, all the way, completely, all the way, Lord Jesus. Never pain again in Jesus' name. Even today at a birthday party, Lord, I pray that you would just be able to have fun and you know, she'll feel any pain tomorrow. Come on. Thank you, Jesus.
No pain, no pain. That's great. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Woo! You want to sing over them? If you have any words or something, I just feel like a little, you have a song. But you don't have to do it right away. Just get in. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
The Salents, can you guys stand up? Those are Salents. Sorry. You guys can all stand up. The Salents, that's their last name, sorry. They know who I'm talking about, right? Come on. Come on. Lord, I thank you for the wave of grace over their lives. I thank you for the word hope written over your head right now. Over your head, there's a word hope right now over you. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that she digs into Scripture, Lord, that the Scripture is going to come to life. And Lord God, that she will see all fear go because she's going to encounter your love in a whole new way. Lord, I ask right now for a love encounter, even in this very moment. I want to let you know that heaven's looking right now because they love you. Lord, give her the heartbeat of heaven right now. I ask for the heartbeat of heaven right now. I ask for an alignment with her heart. They would beat in the same sync as the heartbeat of heaven, Lord. Jesus. Lord, she's got dreams that she has not lived yet, and I believe God says she's going to live them. You're a princess. You're a queen. You're a princess. I just keep on saying you're a princess and you're loved. You are loved, my child, he says. You're loved. I break off all words spoken over you, any lack that you are in him. I just break that off. I see the Lord actually strengthening your back right now. I see him strengthening in the spirit and the natural, though, but it's in the spirit I feel particularly a strengthening right now, a rising up, a determination that you didn't have before. It's like when the Lord said to Joshua, be strong and courageous, be strong and courageous. I have put it in you. You may feel that it's not there, but it's strength within you. I see the strength in you because you are a friend of the Lord's. You have a closeness to the Lord's. Do not allow, I just right now I declare that that heaviness off you right now, that cloak of heaviness that is trying to put you down, because you are a joyful person. I actually see you. I've given you this word before. I see you as a partier. I just saw an old past vision. You're a partier. And God wants you to party again. He wants you to rejoice. He wants you to be excited again. Excited to get up in the morning. Exciting to live. And it's not good, and it's going to be from your own. I actually declare that you won't, not even that you have to stir it up, it'll just come. I pray for that grace right now. This is strange. I'm actually watching angels going into your condo right now, and it's like they're purifying the air. They're breaking words off. I actually see a mantle of peace just coming over in that place right now. This is odd for me, but I'm declaring this because I see it in word vision coming into your place. And I speak that over you right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for her faithfulness. Lord, I thank you for giving her running shoes because she's going to run. Come on. Come on. Come on. I don't want to go too much in this, but I really feel we have Mark and Olga, sorry. When I'm in the anointing, if I ever pull you out and I don't know your name, and I really do know your name, it's just because when I'm in the anointing, I'm not processing like that. When I'm in a bit, so Olga, I actually just start pulling spears out of her back. Starts taking them out. I just feel there's been words spoken against you. And I break off the spirit of familiarity that agrees with them in Jesus' name right now. Because you are a bubbly, joyful person. You were. And you still are. It's there. And I declare that over you. It is. Right now, you can feel it. There's a spirit of hope coming over you. And I just see it. Come on. I just feel like in the spirit with me, and just this sounds weird, but it's like right now with the Lord, I feel like grab his hand and run across that bridge. I see a bridge in front of you, and it's like you can run. And you've been saying, hey, I don't know. It looks like it's weird. It looks like it swings, one of those big swinging bridges. But hold his hand and run. Hold his hand and run. Do you guys feel that? I just sense that. Oh, come on. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just, I feel like just right now in the spirit, just grab Jesus in your own way. Don't think too much. He's just going to haul you across. He's taking a cross. I'm believing for a miracle right now. I'm believing for a miracle. When you touch Jesus, things happen. So Lord, I declare right now healing upon her body right now, on all parts of her body. Wholeness in Jesus' name. I declare a good report right now. Create a miracles right now in Jesus' name in her body right now. Create a miracles right now in her body. From the top of her head to the very bottom of her feet, Lord God. Fullness right now. Fullness right now. And Ed? Oh, man. Just trying to discern what that means. I just see him dressed up like a baker.
What?
I know. I don't think it means you make. I don't think you make much food, but I literally, it's like you're, Jesus. Come on. I like being real and talk because I want you to know. It doesn't always just come that easy. But I do clearly see him in a baker's thing, so I'm just asking the Lord what that means. Okay, Lord Jesus. Lord, I thank you for the extravagance that's going to come over you. It's like you've almost lost a little of your heart to dream. To expect the extravagant. You expect one thing, but it's like, no, God, I just feel like I've been hitting that wall. And I just feel right now that it's like, oh dude, Lord Jesus. You're gonna walk into some new things today. Jesus, I just sense there's just like he's clothing you in white. Might not have been a baker's outfit. It might actually be something. That whole thing, and it looks, yeah, Jesus, because it's just white. And Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for for the fire of God that's burning within him right now. Lord, I thank you because you're bringing him into a season of birthing, those dreams again. I thank you that he's a conduit. I just see you even in the business world and in your job. And I just want to speak, just stop. It's like I feel like Lord says, realize that you're already in your call. And as you step in your call and realize you're in your call, you're going to start seeing manifestations around you of what's going to happen. And I declare over you a fresh favor in the workforce. A fresh favor in the workforce. A fresh favor. I'm actually seeing finances coming. Things that weren't paid to you in the past. Wow. Things that weren't paid to you in the past. I'm actually seeing people bringing finances to you. Jobs. I'm seeing you. And it's like you're learning. And in it, you're going to get your... It's almost like you're going to get your some of your own... like take back where the devil's trying to steal some of your like who you are in your kingly anointing. And I feel like it's going to give you a boldness over you, even in the business realm, where in the past you're like, oh, okay, I'll do that. I don't understand why you're doing this to me, but I'll just take it again. And I feel like it's like no more of that. And you're going to have a strength, then you're going to stand up and you're going to have a favor that's going to come and it's going to precede you. But you're just going to take some faith to step into that realm of going, this is not right. This is injustice, and I'm stepping into truth. So Lord, bless them. Have a party. Have a party. In Jesus' name. Oh, come on. Oh, Jesus. 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 Donna, you ready? Okay, go.
Jesus is the doorway, and I just feel feel like he's laid it all down for you so that you can come and you can rise up with him, but it's you and him together. And I just feel like he's wanting to unite with you and hold your hand. And through that, you guys are one and you can walk into the future that he has called you into.
Is that all right? We're having a little different service today. We'll still go after some more stuff. I just gonna make sure that no one leaves here thinking we didn't get into the Word. We'll do a little sermonette here. I'm actually gonna go. I felt actually just jump into something the Lord spoke to me a couple weeks ago on Sunday morning. So often we wonder what our call is, right? Isn't that so often in the church? But do you know that God isn't less concerned about your call than you just falling in love with him? It's the journey. I love it. I think it was Bill or somebody said, he's like, God's got a purpose for your life, not technically just one plan. I think we might have touched on this last time. Because if you got one plan, if you miss it, you're screwed. But when you have a purpose, then you get to co-labor with God to make that happen. If we look at Matthew 22:14, it says, "For many are called, but few are chosen." This is a verse that people wrestle with. I've heard different things on it. Many are called, but few are chosen. I can tell you right now, though, before we even start studying, that you're all called. Everyone's called. And God loves you, and he wants to see you live out the purpose he had for you. And you may say, well, I'm this old. Hey, Kevin, I'm too old. I missed it. No, you got a purpose. God's got a, literally, this is how, at least I've pictured in the spirit. He literally has millions of plans, whatever way he takes to get you there, if you're willing. But this is the thing. God doesn't grow you and create you and work with you while you're alive up on a pulpit. That's not how our Father works. So what are you meaning? What I mean is, we're all trying to get to where we're trying to get to. But so often we think it's going to be this glamorous ride. But God doesn't grow you holding the mic. We were just talking about this morning. I think it was this morning. That I honestly know that this morning it was going to be awesome no matter what. Yes, I pressed in and everything, but it didn't really, it doesn't matter. But even if it didn't, God loves you guys enough that he was going to get a word out. I might have got up here and had no word, but you guys would have got a word from somebody. You know what I mean? You would have had the message from heaven. It's been here all morning. That there's hope. That it's time to dream. I literally have been in the prayer even this week, praying for our ministry, and that means you guys, the people, that those who are feeling that wet blankets on them would be removed. There's hope. There's hope. Let's jump over to, I really hope this is literally, there's a reference. I got this in the pre-service, so not today, another day. So let's just jump over to 2 Kings 2:9-4. Ah, yes, praise God. 2:9-4. It's Jehu. The message is Jehu. If you don't, I've been learning. See, we have to be teachable, right? Brent's like, Kevin, not everyone grew up like you in the church and has read the Bible so many times. So Jehu At this point, he's a commander in the army of Israel. Things haven't been good, though. Jezebel's been reigning with Ahab. Elijah. Ooh. Is it Elijah? Okay. Elijah had left Elisha. And pretty much Elijah, I won't get into this, but if you study, he kind of got to a place of frustration. And God brought him home. That's a whole nother teaching. But Elisha, the double portion, the prophetic voice, the portion, he sends. Does he go or he sends? Yeah, he sends one of the prophets, verse 1, 9. And Elisha the prophet called one of the sons of the prophets and said to him, "Get yourself ready, take the flask of oil in your hand, and go to Ramoth Gilead. Now when you arrive at this place, look there for Jehu, son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Nimshi. And go in and make him rise up among his associates and take him into an inner room." Verse 2, so I've read this so many times because I love the story. I'm not talking today. I love preaching about Jehu coming and killing Jezebel, but that's not what we're talking about right now. That's a great message right there. But this is it. This is huge. Is verse 2 up there? It said, "And take him into an inner room." I can tell you, and I love preaching about the secret place because that's where it all happens. He had to. We love this public prophetic stuff, but you know where you, hopefully it's just confirmation of what God's speaking to you in the secret place. I'll be honest, I talk to people about this all the time. The Christian faith is so easy if you actually live what he's saying to live, and that is go spend time with him. I know this is harsh, but it's true. If we love him and spend time with him, things change. I'm not saying everything just gets perfect, but your perception does. The renewing of the mind. He transforms you so you see things differently. But it's interesting. So what happens in the inner room? The prophet gives him a word. You have to remember, Jehu was not expecting this. You have to take it under context. He wasn't thinking today is the day a prophet's coming. Honestly, I'm not even sure if he even dreamt of it. So often we put so much hope going, when's going to be the day? Imagine if so-and-so, when Bobby Connor's in town, imagine he calls me up and tells everybody, "Well, you've already told me, God, then I'll do it." Ooh. Because then everyone will know. Isn't that how? Oh. I'm speaking out of experience here. Come on. Those were the days. I remember that all the time. You're like, okay, God, I know what you called me to do, but please confirm it. Oh, I'll be really real. I used to, actually, by the time we moved into this building, I would sit over here, Brent would be over here, and we'd be in service, and I'd get a clear vision. Okay, Lord, you want to do that? Okay. So if it's you, God, tell Brent to come over here and tell me it's really you. Holy smokes. That sucks. It never happened. Oh, I guess it wasn't you, God. No, it was him. I remember the day I decided to listen to it. And it was so exciting because my spiritual father, Brent, he jumped up and said, "Right on, good job." I'm like, oh. He's like, "I just felt that was right on." I'm like, "Why didn't you tell me? I've been waiting for him." Because then I'd just be a puppet. God wanted me to go in the inner room and say, "I know your voice." When you get close to him, you don't need a prophet to make sure it's God. You don't need a million confirmations. Oh, man. I won't get into it, but I'll tell you. Before Don and I are married, and that's a whole nother story right there, was I used to say, "I need 5 prophets to tell me who my wife is." And that's why there's a whole story, because God spoke to her already, and she said, don't let anyone tell Kevin who his wife is, because it has to be his choice. Well, I didn't know that. It was a big wrestle with God, and that's way too long to get into. It's quite a funny story. I was pretty hard-headed. But he's raising up sons and daughters that know his voice. So this represents God giving you a word. So they do this in the upper room. I mean, in the upper room. Now we're jumping to Acts here. So the young man, servant of the prophet, went to Ramah. Oh, okay, I missed the word. Take your flask of oil and pour it on his head. So that's what he was supposed to do. So then when he does it, he brings them. Verse 5, and when they arrived, there was the captain of the army sitting, and he said, I have a message for you, Commander, Jehu said, for which one of us has said, for you, Commander. Then he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of Israel. You shall strike down the house of Ahab your master, and I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of the servants of the Lord at the hand of Jezebel. And the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bond and free. So I'll make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of whatever, you guys. And the dog shall... Okay, so he's telling everybody he's going to do all this stuff. So, okay, might as well. It's verse 10. The dog shall eat at Jezebel in the plot of ground at Jezreel, and they shall be none bury her. And he opened the door and fled. Then Jehu went out to the servants of his master, and one said to him, is all well? He said, this madman come to you? And he said to them, you know the man and his babble. And they said, no, a lie, tell us now. So he said, thus and thus spoke to me, saying, thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel. See, Jehu had to accept what he was just told. This is Old Testament. It's the New Testament. You just get it straight from the Lord. Right? We have full communication. I love, I just watched something. It's worth watching if you, Heidi Baker. Does everyone know Heidi Baker? I won't get into the story. It's really funny, but she had to go, first time she went to go get a word, she was dragged to go get a word from Bob Jones. And she got to saying, why are you bringing me? I can already hear from Jesus. Because she's a friend of Jesus. She's like, I don't need. The truth was, she needed to go meet with him because God had a word that she wasn't listening to. Actually, just for somebody, because I brought to her, I got to share it because I just brought that up. So long short of it, I think it was Bobby Connor brought her, and I know Roland and with somebody else went. Anyways, they hauled her off. Had to go drive way off from the country. She's like, why? I just want to get to Africa. You guys all know who Heidi Baker is? I want to make sure you know who Heidi Baker is before. If you don't, Heidi Baker is this little lady, which I've had the privilege to meet. She's incredible. Didn't you live with her out there? You did. Shauna, like, live. You were out in with her ministry, right? Yep, Shauna's. So she's seen the real deal. Heidi is the real deal. If anyone's the real deal, we point to Heidi. She's literally like little female Jesus running around. No, for real. She believes. There's so many testimonies, and it's confirmed. It's not like she's wrecked for Jesus, okay? So they haul her, and she just wants to be in Africa. She loves her children. So they haul her to the prophet. This is a word I feel like for people, somebody in this room is going to have to get this too. They haul her to see Bob Jones. Bob Jones, if you don't know who he is, he's dead now, but he is one of the most accurate prophets of our generation. The public one that we know of. Literally, the presidents listen to him, governments listen to him, Jesus shows up all the time thing. And he goes, they go, but he's like his total, the best word, in all respect, they call him like a hick, right? And he's like, yeah, I got a word for Jesus. Like he totally not what you expect. They actually had Paul Keith Davis travel for years to interpret what he says, because it's just so crazy. So long story short, she walks in there, she's like, who's this? I've heard about Bob Jones, I don't know who you are, why are you bringing me here? And he just laughs, he's like, that's how he does it. I'm not trying to mock him, it's funny. God spoke to me, you gotta eat a cookie. She's like, what? Boom, the doorbell rings. This is Bob Jones' house, doorbell rings. They go to open the door, there's this couple there. Yeah, God told us to bake these cookies and bring them home. That's just normal Bob Jones world. Just, you phone him, he'll tell you why you phoned him, and you may never met him before. That's how a lot of these guys met, like literally. And so he's like, eh, she's like, what? And she doesn't want to eat a cookie. You have to understand, this lady has poured out her life for the hurting. Poured out her life for the hurting. But as she says, she had a mindset that she wasn't looking after herself. And he says, eat a cookie. She eats it, just breaks down. She's upset because she's like, how dare you, God, tell me the cookie? This is extravagant. To us, it's funny. I had to watch it because to the cookie, to us, I'm like, it's a cookie. But to her, that was the extravagance. She doesn't do that. She fasts a third of her life. But in this moment, she's realizing a little bit that she still believes in fasting, but she realized she was fasting for a reward, to be loved. Did you know that love is not a reward? It's a gift. It's a gift. Long story short, he laughs again. He's like, eat another cookie. What? I did not eat 2 cookies. Her life changed in that room that day. I don't know why I went there, but okay, so that's the other side message. Sometimes we get thick-headed and we need a prophet to come speak something to us. There we go. I have to bring it in, right? Tied it right in. But the key is we should already, I'm sure Jesus, and if you talked to her, Heidi, she probably, God had been after her for a while about that. Because I know other stories from her that she wasn't the first time the Lord got after her to be, allow people to bless her. Bethel, she's now connected very closely with Bethel, and Bethel has taught her to look after herself. It's really cool. She'd be brought into North America, and they'd try to honor her, put her in a nice hotel suite, and she'd lie on the ground. And they purposely like get a room because she like lives in the. This lady lives like in the. They go to where there's nobody. Like this is the bush. And she goes in, and she wouldn't even take a bath because her friends and those ministering with her in Africa couldn't do that. But God had to break her because I'm missing the main point, right? Her life message, there's always enough. Jesus spoke to her, his blood. In his blood, there's always enough. You don't have to, one person doesn't have to lack so that another person can be blessed. So, jump to Matthew 14, 13. While we do that, Catherine, do you want to stand up for a second? During worship today, I thought, Lord said, you missed it, Kevin. A while back, and he brought me back, and I was standing, I think I was up here, and I looked at you, and I gave you a word, I called you a Deborah, but what happened was, I'm like, oh, no, I know Catherine's name, for some reason, because Deborah was over there, and I'm like, oh, no, remember I said that, but I missed it, because that's the call, it's the Deborah anointing on your life, and he says to tell her that you're going to start seeing daughters come around you. This is a season that God's gonna. It's just highlighting you. You've gone through seasons, and I just see that God's brought you to such a healthy season. I say you're going to more because I always believe you can go more healthy. And so, Lord, I just thank you. Thank you that she's a pillar, that she's strength, but she's learned that it's not her strength; it's your strength, Lord. And in her weakness, you become strong. I love that because I just see there's God's just been bringing such a humility, a godly humility over your life. And he's just working through that. And I just thank you. And I just, I just feel like to strike the ground again for healing for you. When I say strike, it's like the healing. Go for that again. Go for that again. Go for that again. It's a whole, like, not that you have it, but it's another realm of healing anointing. I just see it. And it's like hit the ground. Declare it and declare that. Mother of nations, come on, Mother of nations, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I pray for the financial backing right now in Jesus' name. Even for the strategies that God's given you, and I don't know what they're for, but I see like connections coming into place right now, financial strategy right now, or finances to spring to your strategies. In Jesus' name, more fire, God, come on. Come on, so, okay, where was I? Hopefully this is the, four, did I say 14? 13. Let's see if I'm right. I just got things. I literally just wrote some stuff down a couple weeks ago while we were in worship. Oh, here. Yes. So, I remember why this is. So, Bill just takes us to a whole nother level. But verse 13 says, when Jesus heard it, so he just heard that John the Baptist was beheaded. Right? He got a message sent to him, John the Baptist is beheaded. Well, he loved John, right? They're actually cousins from what I remember here. When Jesus heard it, it departed from there to a boat in a deserted place. When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by a boat to a deserted place by himself. You guys, if Jesus had to go off by himself, and I like what Bill says, he wouldn't take Whenever wants to take away from who Jesus was, because he was man but fully God too. But sometimes there's things, and I feel this, I feel this message is prophetic, is that there's things that you know you're called to, but then you find out some, like, your friend just got killed for the very thing you're called to go. Because he came with the message, right? John the Baptist came with the message. And I'm thinking, I don't know who I heard this from, but it's like, I'm pulling here because it's not straight in the scripture, but you have to remember, he just found out John the Baptist got his head cut off, which is his friend. Well, Jesus was still human. Yes, he was fully God. But his human side probably was like, oh man, I know what death I'm going to. He's also, you have to remember, he knows the whole time he's going to go die for us. And I was, when I was praying into that, got to this morning, that day, I was like, you know what? Let's just face it. Because it says he was tempted in every way. And if I would have been in that situation, I would have been like, oh man, they might have got John, but I'm going to take them out when they try to get me. Come on. Jesus had to go to the cross, still being like a human. I don't know how many people, maybe I'm off, but to me, I'd be going, oh Lord. And I think he asked for his cup to be taken away, didn't he? Because most men would be like, oh man, you don't know. Because he can see what's around him. He's seen the angels that can smoke him. It actually says they're ministering to him. Oh, if you really process what he did on that cross, let alone dying, what he did, just the process of having to watch his creation do that to him. When he's the very hope to them. Next time you're feeling like you're being smoked by somebody, go read that. Read about Jesus going to that cross. He took our shame. He took that for us, right? Whew. When you're in that secret place, when you get that place where you have to go and you need to, I feel like you guys in this busy North American culture, you need to take time and be alone with Jesus. Create a prayer life. Again, I didn't get to the message part, but I love the message that even Brent had about Zigleg and stirred up, and he came from a little different point of view, and which was 100% right, but it's a different message. But what I want to remind people that when you get to Zigleg and you have to choose to stir yourself up, what happens in your secret place is what comes out in those moments. David didn't go, yeah, I just decided to stir myself up now. No, he'd been there before. He'd been in a place where he had to choose to say, I'm going to look to what you're doing, God. I'm not going to look at what the enemy's doing. I'm going to look to you. The world may be against me, but you're for me. And I choose to look into your eyes of fire. And those eyes of fire, dude, they're eyes of fire of love. They're burning love. And when you look in those eyes in the secret place, you come out saying, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. I love this. I used to read it wrong. So 2 Chronicles 16:9. I did, these are my in my notes. So this is New American Standard Version. It says, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. I always read that before. He's just looking for somebody. I always read it like he's just looking for somebody whose heart's for him. No, he's looking not just to find people that have a heart for him. He's looking for somebody that has a heart for him that he can now support. He's not just looking for somebody. He's looking because he wants to do something for them. He's looking for somebody that when you decide to step out because you have the heart, you've had the place with him, you've had that intimate home with him, that when you decide to step out in the marketplace, boom, he's there because he's searching. And I love the word. It says, you just got to read it. It says, support those, that he may strongly support those. Strongly. This is God. What does it say up there? To show himself. Yeah, you got to do a different version here. To show himself strong on behalf, same thing. To show himself strong. He wants, through you, to prove to the world that he's strong. That's pretty sweet. If I can say so. Oh, yes, back to time again. So I don't know if we got anywhere, but God is good. You know what the beautiful part is? I love you guys. But I did what God told me to do, so I'm happy. I'm just being honest with you. Like I said at the beginning, Bobby Connor has this word, be swift and obedient. Because what's that verse? Obedience over sacrifice, right? God desires obedience over sacrifice. When you're obedient, things happen. So you guys want to stand up? Jesus. Come on, the powerful name of Jesus. I forget who he was. I just heard an awesome testimony. And he's a big minister, and he got invited to go pray over in Washington over a meeting with over 100,000 people in it, but it was a secular meeting. And he didn't know why they were asking him to go. So then he flies in, and they say, yeah, things changed. You're not the only one going to pray because there's a bunch of other religions. So they asked who wants to go first, and he got wisdom, and he said, I'll go last. Like he said, he's going to clean the mess up. And of course, the first one, I don't want to spend too much, but first one, he basically gets up and they're praying about to the God that is but isn't exist. Like, it literally, that's like so weird to some of these prayers, right? And they had different, all sorts of faiths. And he gets up. And you have to remember, there's over 100,000 people there. And like there's a reason why these other people are praying is because it's not a Christian gathering. And he starts declaring that we thank you, Lord, that you are the God, the only God, the one true God, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. And he goes on and on and on, and he's like, and that name is Jesus Christ. Well, this is interesting. The whole place, while he's praying, erupts in a good eruption. These aren't Christians, guys. The majority weren't Christians, but for some reason, they got excited. And they got all stirred up. And they declared Jesus' name, and they weren't even saved. And they brought him. He gets off the stage, and they're all like, the whole group, the people behind the scenes are like, what was that? That was just a simple prayer. Why is everyone going all crazy out there? He's like, because there's power in the name of Jesus. And we need to remember that. We need to remember that, guys. So, Lord, we just declare right now, your name is above all names. Jesus Christ is ruler of our lives. And if he isn't, talk to us. Because your life will make a lot more sense when he is. And, Lord, I just declare right now, Lord God, for those who have been feeling like the vultures have been after them, Lord, that are feeling that heaviness trying to hit them, Lord, I declare right now that today there's a day of freedom. And we declare the lightness over them right now. And we declare those eagles are coming in and they're speaking hope. They're scaring off those vultures that are running for their lives. And Lord, I thank you for the blessing that's going to overtake them. And Lord, I bless these ones right now in Jesus' name. Amen.